This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli media reports say Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had agreed to leave the strip of land along the border between Gaza and Egypt before six hostages were executed last weekend. But now Netanyahu said on Wednesday Israel must remain there. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Netanyahu said the goals of the war remain the same: to destroy Hamas's military capability, free the hostages, and make sure Gaza can never again become a threat to Israel.
And all these require standing firm on the things that will ensure the achievement of these goals.
That, he says, means Israel must maintain control over the Philadelphia corridor, at least for the near future, even if it means there will not be a ceasefire deal with Hamas. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, submitted his resignation on Wednesday ahead of an expected major government reshuffle. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kuleba did not give a reason, but was one of several cabinet ministers stepping down in what President Volodymyr Zelensky calls a reboot, saying his government needs new energy in diplomacy and elsewhere as the war with Russia approaches the 1,000-day mark. Kuleba's been a key player in taking Ukraine's message to the world, and just last week urged Western partners to lift restrictions on using long-range weapons inside Russia.
If we are allowed to strike, we will significantly decrease the capacity of Russia.
Pointedly saying if that does not happen,
then do not complain on Ukraine, complain on yourself.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The war is set to reach the 1,000-day mark in November. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has announced criminal charges, the seizure of internet domains, and sanctions related to Russian disinformation efforts to influence the U.S. presidential election. Attorney General Merrick Garland said on Wednesday the actions relate to Russia's use of state media to enlist unwitting American influencers to spread propaganda and disinformation. Much of the concern around Russia centers on cyber attacks and disinformation campaigns designed to influence the November vote. Authorities say a teenager opened fire in a high school in the U.S. state of Georgia and killed four people, injuring nine, and sending students scrambling for shelter. AP correspondent Haya Benjwani reports.
Chris Hosey, the director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, shared details.
He is a 14-year-old student here at the high school. Again, he has been taken into custody. He will be charged with murder and he will be tried as an adult.
Students in the Barrow County School District will be getting the rest of the week off, but school officials said grief counseling will be offered to the students. Authorities added that the investigation is very active. Sheriff Smith said they have the community's back as they continue to learn more details.
And know that love will prevail.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Canada's left-leaning New Democratic Party delivered an unexpected blow to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino reports.
The Liberals have let people down.
In a video posted on social media, its leader said the party will no longer automatically support Trudeau's minority Liberal government. That means Trudeau will be forced to strike new alliances to keep governing. Under the 2022 deal, the NDP agreed to keep Trudeau in power until mid-2025, in return for more social spending. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh accused the Prime Minister of not being able to take on the opposition Conservatives.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. A damning report released on Wednesday on a deadly London high-rise fire says decades of failures by government, regulators, and industry turned Grenfell Tower into a quote-unquote death trap where 72 people lost their lives. The 2017 blaze in London was the deadliest fire on British soil since World War II. The years-long inquiry says there was no single cause of the tragedy. It says residents were let down by dishonest companies, weak or incompetent regulators, and complacent government. Prime Minister Keir Starmer has apologized on behalf of the British state. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.